Self-discipline, how to improve your chances of success. Learning to control your behavior and change bad habits is important for both self-growth and accomplishing your goals in life. Motivating yourself to do what you need to do when you need to do it is only part of the picture. Exchanging good habits for bad ones is also part of developing self-discipline. Where people end up having issues is they often misunderstand what discipline is, thinking it is just a matter of willpower. This is one of the many reasons why a lot of diets fail, along with many New Year's resolutions. Being too impatient or not planning goals well are reasons why people have trouble developing discipline. An example of why willpower is not the whole issue is when you are doing something you really enjoy or feel passionate about, you can end up staying up all night without sleep. That is not because of willpower. That is because you were enjoying it enough to keep doing it. For example, you may find that getting up and jogging every morning before getting ready for work to be very difficult to do, and that you cannot do it consistently. The common response to this is to say, oh, you have no willpower. Yet, you may be the same person who will spend hours dancing on the weekend or riding your bike. Instead of pushing yourself to jog, why not find ways to add more dancing or bike riding into your weekdays? Find when the best time of day for you is to make changes in your life. If you are not a morning person, instead of trying to make yourself exercise before you even have your coffee and breakfast, think about your lunch hour or after work. You may find exercising just before bed to be the best time for you. Time is not the important factor, consistency is. Music can be a great help in developing discipline. Find music that works for you to keep you energized and focused. Make up a playlist that you use only for that activity so you can train your brain to know that when this playlist is on, it is time to focus on exercising or on writing or whatever the activity is you are trying to do on a regular basis. Using a headset or earphones will help with cutting out distractions or disturbing those around you. Discipline does not have to be as hard as you may think it is to develop. Start thinking outside the box and find ways to make it easier to build new habits that improve your life. Benefits of developing self-discipline. When you develop self-discipline, you have many beneficial results. This includes a sense of accomplishment, more self-respect, and a better understanding of what you can do. Discipline is not always easy, but it is well worth it. When you set goals and work on them every day until you accomplish the goal, you feel proud of yourself, not only because you accomplished the goal, but because you did not quit. You stuck with your goals and made them happen. Think back to when you had a goal and worked on it every day until it was done. How did you feel? When you discipline yourself to accomplish a goal, you also increase your self-respect. Think of the people you have the most respect for and why you respect them. Chances are, one of those reasons is that they have self-discipline. They set out to do something and they accomplish it. By doing the same for yourself, you can have more respect for who you are as a person. When you do not use self-discipline, you will feel less respect for yourself. You will find that you have lower self-esteem as well, and are more likely to fall into negativity. You learn more of what you can do. When you set goals and challenge yourself to meet them, you need to follow through with discipline. When you do that, you will find that you can overcome obstacles that you might have thought were too difficult. You learn more about who you are and what you can accomplish when you set your mind to it. A lot of times, people put limitations on themselves that are not really accurate. Think about something you think is not possible. Is it really impossible, or are you setting a limitation that is artificial? One way to find out is to set a goal and make it happen. Obviously, if you are a couch potato, you cannot immediately run a marathon. But over time, as you build up your body with increasingly more intense exercise, you can. Now it is your turn. Figure out a goal that you want to do and set up milestones along the way. Then, each day, do something to make those milestones happen. It does not have to be anything major, just one more small step on the way to your final goal. When you reach that final goal, take stock of how you feel about yourself and what you were capable of doing. How accountability can help you with self-discipline. Many people think self-discipline means doing it all on your own, but it does not mean that at all. In fact, having a coach or a group or an accountability partner can really help you to develop more discipline. An example would be when someone puts off housework until they know someone is coming over, and they race around to get the house all tidy before their visitor arrives. It is far easier to give in and be less disciplined when you have just yourself in the picture. When you have a person or people to hold you accountable, though, you are far more likely to make sure it happens. An accountability partner is someone you set up a contract with to hold each other accountable for reaching goals. This is a mutual pact and is probably the easiest to set up. The goals do not have to be the same ones. The point is to connect on a regular basis, often once a week, and share with each other how much you have accomplished. The best way to do this is to break up the task into daily chunks and do each one each day so that you are not trying to finish up the project the night before you meet with your accountability partner. It is often easier to schedule a meeting with one other person than a group of people. You also usually do not have to pay for this method, and most masterminds and coaches are paid programs. You also have more flexibility in how you meet with your accountability partner. You can just call them on the phone or use an instant messaging program. You could meet for lunch once a week at a restaurant or at your house. You may prefer joining a group like a mastermind instead of just a one-on-one accountability partner. The advantage to having a group is additional pressure on you not to let the whole group down. And in fact, when you run across an obstacle, the group can help you brainstorm ideas to help you out. Two heads may be better than one, but sometimes multiple heads are much better than just two. You may find that you want some one-on-one coaching, or some small group coaching instead to keep you accountable. Maybe you are trying something new and need teaching as well as the connection. One-on-one coaching tends to be the most expensive option, since you are taking up a lot of the time of your coach. Group coaching is becoming far more available because it allows the coach to help more people at the same time. Plus, gives the advantage of having other people that can help you with specific issues, like Mastermind. They also cost a lot less than one-on-one coaching, so maybe more in your budget. Whatever method or methods you use, remember, you still have to be disciplined for them to work. Using challenges to develop more discipline. One way you can develop more discipline is to use challenges. This makes it more like a game and less like a chore. Also, there can be the element of competition with others, and having others help hold you accountable, which improves your odds of success. Challenges are very popular, and you can find them in many places. Or you can make up your own and share it with a group of people. You also can make your own challenge or use one from someone else just to challenge yourself. However you end up doing it is up to you. When looking to see if a challenge will be useful to you, there are some factors to look for so you can best benefit. Is the challenge realistic? You want to stretch yourself, but not to the point where you have no chance of success. For example, you could challenge yourself to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, but that is not very realistic. You also want the challenge not to be too easy. You need to see if you have the time to devote to it. Be sure to include time for learning new things. For example, if you challenge yourself to build a new blogging website in 30 days, remember that if you have never done one before, you will have to learn some things, and that will be extra time above just writing the blog posts. If the challenge is a large one, over a longer period of time, are there clear-cut milestones along the way to help you have a sense of accomplishment? If your challenge, for example, is losing 60 pounds in a year, you will need to set up smaller weight goals along the way so that you can keep up the momentum. Milestones also help you see if you need to tweak the challenge, either lower or higher. If you lose 10 pounds in about 2 months, you are right on schedule. If you have only lost 5 pounds in that same time, though, you may need to lower the amount you plan on losing in a year. Now, if you lose 15 pounds in 2 months, you may want to raise the amount you plan on losing in a year, or cut the time down to, say, 10 months. When you do a group challenge, you have some added benefits. There is a sense of camaraderie when you are working together on a goal that you do not get just by competing with yourself. Other people can give you ideas, too. For example, if you are in a group losing weight, people can share healthy recipes and support. Just remember that the primary person you are in competition with is not the others, but yourself, and you can really enjoy doing a group challenge. Discipline in bite-sized steps. One of the ways that people struggle with developing self-discipline is trying to make too many changes at once. Not just by doing more than one goal at a time, but by making those goals way too large. Either of these approaches tends to lead to failure. An example of too many goals at once might be someone choosing to quit smoking, go on a diet, exercise regularly, build a successful business, and get out of debt. All of these are good goals that can be done. If you try to do them all at once, though, you will probably find it to be too much and quit. This is one of the reasons why resolutions rarely work out. Instead, focus on one or two of these for at least 1 to 2 months and make them consistently a new habit first, before tackling new goals. For example, take quitting smoking. You might start with that one, since it has the most negative impact on both health and finances. You might start with just quitting smoking. You could spend a couple months of getting rid of the cigarettes and using aids like the nicotine patch to help. Then once you have completely quit smoking and no longer need the patch, you can move on to the next goal or goals on your list. You may find changing your diet and exercising more to be really overwhelming goals because they are huge ones. So another tactic to help you with discipline is to break them down into smaller goals. Instead of just quitting overeating, maybe you break it down into this week you cut your soda intake in half. Then week 2, you cut it out completely. If you do this week by week, making one small change, you may find it easier to stay in control. Another way you can break it down is by intensity. So say you want to exercise more, but you have not exercised in years. If you start with something like a full workout, you may give up or get injured and then be unable to exercise at all. So instead of going full tilt, you can start by doing mini workouts at a lower intensity for a few days. And over time, add more minutes to your workout until you reach at least 20 to 30 minutes of activity. You can also, over time, increase the intensity of your workout as you get stronger and in better shape. By breaking down the goals into bite-sized steps, you can make it easier to develop the discipline you need to accomplish them. You will also improve the chances of success in changing your habits. Thank you. Discipline is empowering. You may think that developing discipline is about limitations. This thought has probably been reinforced by previous attempts at changing your bad habits. Actually, it can be very empowering to develop discipline. Think back to when you managed to make a change in behavior that was successful. How did you feel? When you overcome obstacles in your path and accomplish something with consistent work, you feel like you can do anything. When you are not self-disciplined, you often do not accomplish your goals and feel like you are not worthwhile. You tend to put yourself down more and, in general, have a more negative outlook on life. You may set yourself up for health issues, in particular those related to obesity, or having trouble in your relationships with friends and family. Successful people do not get there because of luck. They make goals, plan how to achieve them, and then develop the discipline to accomplish those goals and plans. They do fail, they do have obstacles, they may even modify the goals, or go in a different direction based on working on those original plans. If you want to succeed, you need self-discipline. You may want to get rid of bad habits like smoking, gambling, and overeating. You may want to form good habits such as exercising, reducing clutter, reading more books, watching less television, or saving money. You can accomplish these habit changes if you focus on one or two at a time and consistently act on those goals over time. One is best, though, if you are trying to lose weight, you might find it better to combine dietary changes with exercise. The biggest obstacle to discipline is not lack of willpower, but a desire for instant gratification. Especially in modern society, everything seems to be focused on having things done quickly. People eat instant oatmeal or cold cereal instead of having a cooked breakfast. You grab a burger at a fast food restaurant instead of bringing a healthy lunch to work. Television commercials tell you that you can have this or that right now, if you pay by credit card. The problem with that, of course, is the interest you later have to pay on those purchases. You can improve things where you are not in debt, are healthy and fit, and have stable relationships. But it will require giving up instant gratification and adopting self-discipline. It will not always be easy, but you will find it quite empowering to achieve your goals for a better life. What do Nike and discipline have in common? You are probably wondering how a shoe company could have anything to do with discipline. Nike is famous for their slogan, "Just Do It." And doing something is a big part of developing discipline. First, though, you need to set up a plan with goals to meet. Once you have that in place, it can be far too easy to want to tweak the goals, redo the plan, or put it in some other format that looks pretty. All of these can be ways to procrastinate. At some point, you have to just dive in and do it. Tips to make it easier to take action. 1. Set goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-related. 2. Set aside time in the day, free from distractions so you can focus. 3. Focus on one or two goals at any given time. 4. Break up bigger goals into bite-sized goals that you can really digest. Setting goals that are SMART, as it is often called, help you to be able to know what to do and when to do it. You are also able to know if you have done it by the time allotted or not. Do not worry if the goals are not perfect. Not meeting a goal is not failure. It's just a chance to tweak it. As long as you have set reasonable goals that meet the standard, then just do it. The world is full of distractions. Multitasking is really not as effective as a lot of people think it is, and if you are trying to change a behavior, it is best to get rid of all of the distractions. turn off the television, get away from social media, and focus on doing what you need to do to change that habit. Focusing on just one or two goals at a time keeps you from being too overwhelmed and giving up. If you do two, make sure they are very related to each other, such as making dietary changes and exercising more. Unrelated goals will split your focus too much. If you have larger goals, you may find it less overwhelming to break them up into bite-sized chunks. For example, if your goal is dietary changes, you might start with cutting soda out of your diet over a period of 2 or 3 weeks by cutting half or a third each week. This can make it easier to do what you need to do. Organization is a major tool in developing discipline. If you want to develop more self-discipline, you need to get organized. Organization helps you feel less overwhelmed and makes it easier to get things done. You can also focus easier on your goals if you have a structure to both your day and your work environment. For example, say you have a goal of writing a book. Lots of people want to write books, but many never end up finishing one. Why? Because they are not organized and disciplined enough. You cannot successfully write a book if you only write when you feel like it. You are also less likely to get much writing done if you are not organized. If your research for your book consists of pages that you have to search through every time you need something, or worse yet, find the notes buried in a pile of paperwork, you will find you spend more time on finding things instead of actually writing. Scheduling your day is another way of organizing that will help you develop discipline. This is more than just having a to-do list. You need to look at when you get up, when you go to bed, and block out times like work hours that cannot be used for accomplishing your goals. Then, you need to take a look at the time left over and figure out how best to use it. One of the ways a lot of people add more time in their day is to get up an hour earlier and devote that time to their goals. Some people go to bed an hour later and use that time. Be realistic about how much time it takes to do the steps needed to accomplish your goal. Organizing your workspace and your files on your computer are also ways to help you with developing discipline. By making sure you cut down on the time it takes for related tasks to accomplish your goals, you will allow more time to actually do the work of the goal itself. To go back to the example of writing a book, if your research is well organized, either in your workplace or in well-marked files on your computer, you will spend less time looking stuff up and more time actually writing. This will lead to faster writing as well, since you are not interrupting the flow to spend time searching for something. You will then be far more likely to actually finish writing that book. How SMART goals can help you with discipline. If you want to develop discipline, it is important that your goals are something you can accomplish, or else you are setting yourself up for failure. You need to know what your target is in order to reach it. Most people set goals that are too vague or unrealistic. They often do not attach a time limit on their goals, or they expect too much in too short a time. That is why it is a good idea to set SMART goals. SMART is an acronym that usually is defined specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely, or time-related. There are some variations, but mainly they do focus on certain things that help make goals achievable, so you can then use discipline to achieve them. Goals need to be specific. A goal like, I want to lose some weight, or I want to make some money, is not a good goal. It is too vague, and how can you be sure if you are successful? When you set a goal of, I want to lose 25 pounds, or I want to make at least $5,000 a month, That is something you know whether you have been successful or not. Goals also need to be measurable. This ties very closely in with being specific. Usually, this means putting your goal in numeric terms, but not always. Sometimes it can be a simple yes or no. For example, I will have my term paper ready to turn in on Monday. Can be a measurable goal because it is either done or not done. Goals need to be attainable or realistic. Another example of a specific and measurable goal that is not very realistic might be, I will lose 30 pounds in a month. Can you lose 30 pounds? Yes. Will you lose it in only a month? Unless you are using dangerous methods or have had weight loss surgery, most likely not. Now, if you set a goal of losing 20 pounds in the next 3 months, that is far more attainable. Goals need to be relevant. Someone else may have the goal of going to college, but that might not be a goal you want to make. You want to focus on things that matter to you and your own personal growth, not what other people focus on. This goes along with the old adage, if all of your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? It is your goal, so make it something that matters to you. Goals need to be timely or time-related. You need to know when you want the goal to be met, in order to hold yourself accountable. Once you have set SMART goals, you can then develop the discipline to achieve those goals on your path to improving your life. Tips to developing more discipline. Developing more discipline takes time and effort, but there are some ways you can make this process easier for yourself. Here are just a few tips you can use to improve your chances of becoming more disciplined and achieve your goals. Make a strong commitment to your goals. Sometimes you may want to do something, but you are not really ready yet. For example, many people try quitting smoking several times before they really quit. The times they tried and did not succeed, they may have just not been ready yet. If this happens to you, do not give up. Instead, look to see why you are not yet ready, and then, when you are committed, try again. Get rid of enablers and temptations. If you are trying to lose weight, buying a bunch of sweet and starchy foods is not going to help you with your goal. Willpower is far easier to have when you are not surrounded by temptations. Getting rid of enablers may be more tricky. Sometimes those enablers are your friends and family. In some cases, you can spend less time with them or even remove them from your life. In other cases, you can't. Try to limit contact with enablers as much as possible. In the case of your family, try to teach them why their behavior is not helping you with your goals. Start with a small project and work up to the rest. For example, if you are cleaning your house and are feeling overwhelmed, you can start with the bathroom. It is usually the smallest room in the house, and you can finish it quickly. This can give you the momentum needed to do the next room. Another variation of this is the time version. This is where you say, I will spend a certain amount of time on this project. Sometimes, if you say to yourself, I will just do this for 5 minutes, or even 15 minutes, you get into the flow of what you are doing and end up spending a longer period of time on it and actually getting more done. Plan non-working times. You cannot work all the time, or you will burn out very quickly. So be sure to schedule times where you will have fun activities, or even just a half hour of relaxing. This gives you something to look forward to, and gives you a chance to recharge your batteries. This is especially important if your work requires a lot of creativity, like writing, designing, and other such endeavors.